I like the story about Mother and one of her friends, little Scott, at that time. At lunch at Royal Archie by themselves, being served lunch. Mother's telling a fascinating story, and Elizabeth interrupted and said, Mother, that's not correct. The facts were such and such. And as later turned, Elizabeth said, hush, child, I'm not interested in facts.
I know.
Who that lady was?
Miss Lady in Blyle.
It was, and the story had to do with little George.
You just leave it there. Hope it's later, but I think it'll be one of those.
George Wayne Anderson, the only grandchild, had been in a pen in the bright, cheerful sunshine, very close to the terrace, but not on the terrace, and his nurse, Mammy Evelyn, had come to pick him up and found a rattlesnake coiled up in the same pen, the baby on one side, the rattlesnake nearby, and had dashed off wildly to get Jimmy Perry to kill the snake. And Mother was telling the tale to Mrs. Lady Blair at lunch, as you remember, when I couldn't bear the fact that Mother hadn't given full credit to Jimmy Perry, and said, Mother, not exactly how that happened. That's how Mrs. Blair happened to say, hush, child.
They said, go on with the story, I'm not interested in facts.
That's what I think about this congregation here this morning. We're not interested in facts, we're just reminiscing.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what
are you? That all my life is coming from Father.
It is fascinating what testimony is, because, I mean, Elizabeth thinks that she was the reason, I thought I was the reason, and you were, and you say Father was the reason. And
you mean about the hush child?
Yeah, I can remember this clearly.
We may have both at the table,
and Mrs. Blair was sitting on Mother's right. I can see her now. Wasn't she Marjorie Blair's
mother?
Mother?
And perfectly devoted to Mother, and Mother didn't have any use for Mr. Blair, Mr. Ledger Blair.
From Bernardsville, New Jersey.
Yeah, Mr. Ledger Blair was a petticoat chaser, if I'm correct.